Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. A mass resignation from the Mormon Church is planned for tomorrow in Salt Lake City after the church released a new policy that bans baptizing children of same-sex couples and labels those couples apostates, people who renounce their faith. Church elder D. Todd Christofferson said in a video that the church believes same-sex marriage is a significant sin, and he wants to remove doubt over the issue.
With the Supreme Court's decision in the United States, there was a need for a distinction to be made between what may be legal and what may be the law of the church and the law of the Lord.
Let's turn now to two people who are debating this topic, and both are in the same family. Leah Levitt was raised Mormon. She's heterosexual, but after she heard about the new church policy, she decided to leave the church and held a party where others could resign. Her father, Gary Levitt, is a devoted member of the church. They're both with us from Salt Lake City. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to hear, first of all, both of your reactions to this policy, starting with you, Leah. What did you think when you heard about this?
At first, I think initially it's just kind of feelings of shock and kind of rage and maybe sadness, but it's definitely mixed emotions. And there's also the added element of it's kind of hostile for how much people are kind of arguing about it. So
why? Why did you feel shocked?
Just because it's like I understand ideologically being against gay marriage, like I don't agree with it. But that makes sense to me. But to bring children into it conflicts a lot of church doctrine and just kind of common sense and morals to me, that it just seemed really unwarranted and out of nowhere.
And Gary, what about you? What did you think when you heard about this?
My first reaction was shock. And then it was, wait, this ain't right. And then it was sadness and then confusion. Those four rapid fire.
Why? Tell me some more about that. Why confusion?
It didn't compute. You know, it didn't. It was hard to reconcile with teachings about children not being held responsible for the actions of the parent. There's a lot of things that went through my mind that I'm having a hard time right now articulating.
So you both, it sounds like, are against the idea that involves the children. But in terms of the people that are in a same-sex relationship, you think that the idea that they are apostates, that's fine with you?
Personally, I see the logic behind only a few things that would be classified as apostasy within the LDS Church. And one of those is continuing to go against an established doctrine. That's why I felt that shifting it to the territory of apostasy seemed to be congruent. The other didn't seem to be congruent. And after those initial reactions from me, I put it in kind of the suspense category, letting it play out and see what happens and just suspend judgment, if you will.
So you're going to stay with the church despite all of this?
Oh, for sure. That was never in question for me.
And what about you, Leah?
So I've been inactive probably since around when Prop 8 came out. It's kind of when I started to question my faith. I kind of kept on keeping my records just out of respect for my parents and just kind of put it off because it didn't really matter to me. But because of the policy change, I feel like I morally need to disassociate myself just because it's something I don't agree with. And so I want to speak against that.
And Gary, what did you think when you heard of what your daughter wants to do?
It was more feeling than thinking. The church, membership in the church, my experiences with the church over the years are positive for me. And so for me, it was more of a sadness. I saw it as her going more out on her own, doing her own journey, rather than in a collectiveness where there's a lot more support than fighting the battles of life individually.
Well, there are going to be some people who hear this conversation who think the whole policy doesn't make sense, that why is this the business of the church at all, that people are going to have to, of all different kinds of faiths, accept the fact that the country is moving in a certain direction, that people want to live their lives in a certain way. What would you say to those people who hear this and say, well, good for Leah, but they should go even farther?
Yeah, I mean, I feel very strongly about it. I think without even this new policy, we have a serious problem. I guess what the issue is like they're basically saying same-sex couples aren't fit to raise a child, and it's more or less dangerous, and it's going to cause contention and break a family up if a child tries to get baptized. And what's so infuriating to me is how the church's attitude or culturally they treat homosexuals. We're like the leading cause of death in the youth here is suicide, and you're 4 times more likely if you're LGBT. And so it's really offensive to me to say that these same-sex couples are going to tear up families more than like our current situation where they're already disowning their own children. And so I think they need to focus on that.
Gary, what about you? What do you think?
I think the doctrines and policies of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are geared towards its members. And I think we're dealing with humans here as members of the church and as leadership of the church. And I think that policies are just the leader's attempt and desire to have policies of the church comply with doctrines of the church that comply with underlying principles. And I got to believe that there's, you know, personal interpretation that goes with that. And over time, that can be fluid on the policy level.
So for people who would say that this entire policy is anti-gay and that the church is going to have a problem going forward if it has that sort of policy, you would say what?
I would say that, going forward, I would anticipate it will be a problem and is a problem right now. And, when the policy is first announced, I guess personally I'd be a little suspect if somebody didn't flinch. I think it was kind of counterintuitive, and the flinch I think was natural. And again, I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt to let it play out because there's such a well of experience, spiritual experiences. The church works for me. When I follow the principles and teachings, the fact that this isolated policy doesn't seem to comply with my understanding, again, I'm willing to suspend reconciliation or trying to make sense of it because it's too new. And
I think my issue with that is that, Mormons are good-hearted people, and I don't think they intend ill will. And even if the church really, truly doesn't intend any malice, perception is reality. And by definition, if you're calling out a certain group of people or children, you're marginalizing them. So even if it does come from a good place, like, there are real effects of it. Like, there have been increased suicide attempts and suicide calls. And even if that's not their intention, that's the message they're sending. And so I think that puts members in an uncomfortable place because they don't come from a bad place, but it's kind of coming off that way, I think.
And from a, I'm not speaking for the church, but from a theological standpoint, it kind of boils down to, is homosexuality a sin or is it not? And if in the minds of the church leaders it is a sin, then doctrines and policies are going to follow that. And the church would rather stand up against the storm than go against what they determine is underlying principles, doctrines, and policies. And if it turns out that that was exactly wrong, then everybody has egg on their face, so to speak. So
I don't know how you explain that to a child. Like,
I don't think you can, and that's what's like, heartbreaking about this situation.
It's not their fault, and there's no way for them to conceptualize that. But that does logically make sense to me, yeah.
Well, Gary and Leah Levitt, thank you so much for being so open about your faith with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate letting us have a forum.
It's a dream come true to be on NPR. It's all I've ever wanted.
All right. Leah Levitt, who's planning on leaving the Mormon Church over a new church policy banning the baptism of children of same-sex couples. The policy also labels those couples as apostates. Her father, Gary Levitt, is staying in the church. You're listening to Here and Now.